Some news from the presidential campaign trail now. Mitt Romney picked up a big endorsement earlier today in New Hampshire in his bid to win the first in the nation primary and the GOP presidential nomination. John H. Sununu, former three-term New Hampshire governor and the former chief of staff to President George H.W. Bush. That's the elder Bush. WBUR's Fred Tice was there and joins us now here in the studio. Hi, Fred.
Hey, Anthony.
So just to clarify, this endorsement is from John Sununu Sr. as opposed to his son, John E. Sununu, who was also a former New Hampshire governor.
That's right, Anthony. Former governor and the son was a senator. The father was a governor and, of course, White House chief of staff.
Right. So does the elder Sununu still hold a lot of sway up there?
He does simply because he was not so long ago a chairman of the Republican Party. And so he helped to mobilize activists around the state.
So there's been a lot of ambivalence among some Republicans, a core of Republicans about Mitt Romney. Many see him as the party's best bet against President Obama. But there's been a certain lack of passion, enthusiasm for him among some members of the GOP. Based on what you heard this morning, is Sununu a true Romney believer?
Well, he said that when he was asked about this today. Our colleague Adam Ragusa was with me at Romney's announcement, an official announcement that he was running for president in New Hampshire back in June. Mm-hmm. And Adam was in the middle of the crowds standing next to John Sununu, who was nodding assiduously every time Romney said something. So clearly seemed to be already in Romney's camp. However, in recent months, Sununu said that he had been thinking of endorsing Rick Perry.
He's a good governor. He'd make a good president. The hard part about primaries is having to decide between friends. I waited through the debate cycle, and frankly, the most important thing was Governor Romney's speech at the Citadel, where he really talked about rebuilding our fundamental strength, rebuilding the Navy, the military, and recognized, I think clearer than any other candidate, the national security responsibilities of the presidency.
So, Fred, Romney still clearly the guy to beat in New Hampshire, with or without this endorsement. And by the way, we know that nobody wins because of endorsements. Right?
That's right, Anthony. But it really is kind of ridiculous to focus so much on endorsements. But, you know, in New Hampshire, people actually do tally up who gets how many endorsements. Perhaps it's a sign of how well organized you are.
Right. Yeah. It's an indication of political strength on the ground, perhaps.
But you brought up an interesting point about Romney, and that is that he clearly comes across as a brilliant executive, a very, you know, a really bright guy, mastery of a lot of different issues. But he seems to have problem connecting with just average people. I mean, I noticed this, for instance, in Rochester, New Hampshire, back this summer. He had a small group of people sitting around a table, including a veteran of the Battle of Fallujah and other battles in Iraq, who approached Romney very sympathetically and said, you know, you really need to do something for veterans as they come back here to try to make sure that we can get reintegrated into the economy. This veteran talked about how several of his friends had committed suicide out of despair because they couldn't reintegrate into the economy. And the reaction from Romney to me was really shocking. It was just very pro forma, very, you know, as if some executive had just proposed, you know, streamlining the French fry line at McDonald's or something like that. You know, there was just no evident empathy in a situation that obviously invited it.
And cried out for it. Right.
And in which he could have exploited in that way, but he just doesn't seem to be able to do it.
Interesting. Well, Fred, now that Nevada has set its primary date, the brouhaha about sort of encroaching on New Hampshire's first in the nation status is settled. Do we know when we're going to have a New Hampshire primary?
Yes, we do. It's probably going to be January 10th.
January 10th. So
a week after
not
Iowa.
A December primary after all.
No.
WBUR's political reporter Fred Tice, just back from the campaign trail in New Hampshire. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Anthony.
Well, tomorrow on Radio Boston, a new poll asked Bay State residents if they think government should do something to control the cost of health care. And a whopping 75% said yes. So we'll take a look at what the public wants versus what the government can do to get a handle on health care costs. That is tomorrow.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at boston.com. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.